Heavenly Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, right now I ask selfishly for myself. I pray that you take away these butterflies that's in my innermost being. Stabilize me by your mighty spirit. Father, I have such concern for people that it affects me. And Father, help me because I see that people are going to an awful place. People that I love. People that I'm very concerned about. Father God, with that, it makes me very, times if people see my heart, I'm very disturbed. I'm very caring for these. So, Lord, I ask you that you'd give me a double portion of thy spirit this day. Give me thy grace that's sufficient. Give me the outpouring of thy Holy Ghost. Lord God, that you would give me a will, a purpose, that I would be above what I feel, above what I think. Lord, that I would want to speak the things as you would speak through my heart. And Father, I pray that you'd bring every activity of blindness away from your people. Father, set them free this day. Lord God, give your people a direction. Give them a call. Give them that desire that they'll serve you. Lord, I think that's probably the time see what you see, and many people don't really have the desire to serve you in these last hours. That desire has been taken from them, and they're very at ease living where they are. But where they are is very away from where you would have them be. They have a very shallow Christian experience, very shallow walk with thee this day. And Father, I pray that you'd pour out your spirit upon this place. I pray that you'd touch everyone that you see that's hearing this word today. I pray that you'd anoint them this day. I pray that you'd anoint this room this day. I pray that you'd anoint this word this day. I pray that you'd bring signs from heaven this day. Father, I pray that you'd pour out your blessing with the Holy Ghost. Father, I know that he is the one for the hour. In this hour that we're living in, we desperately need him. We need his special engagement. We need that special touch. We need that special correction. We need that special guidance, that special direction that comes through the counsel of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And Father, we know that many are putting him off as a shallow experience, as a lesser thing, that he's not really needful. And many people put them in the back room of their sanctuaries, and he's just back in the back room. But Father God, when they do this, they're limiting your spirit. Father, I pray that you'd move mighty. Open the window of heaven this day. Show us thy will. Show us thy direction. Lord God, help us to be obedient to thy words. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing. I pray that you'd heal this day. You'd manifest yourself in a very powerful way, in a very direct way. And Father, we pray that you'd speak the hearts of your people as only you can. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, God speaks many ways. And the Bible says that God speaks in the storm. He's in the storms. He's in all the events of the world. And basically, he says in the last days that these things will be the signs of his coming. And his coming is very soon. And we need to be prepared where we are. Man, boy, girl, boy, little boy, grandpa, grandmothers, uncles, aunts, everyone needs to be prepared because God's coming back. He's coming through the clouds of glory. He's coming for those who have given their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, and after they give it to him, have lived faithful with him. And I believe that God's longing a special people that's walking in his love, in his blessings. But I really believe the great blessing that God wants to bestow upon his people has to be the power of the Holy Ghost. It is leadership. And any time we go against what God has given us, we go against God himself. As the early church went against Jesus in the first part, when Jesus was among his own and beginning the disciples, they wanted to get rid of him. So Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter, and he will reprove the world of sin. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will show you things that you know not. He will be with you. He will give you all truth. He is the absolute one. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is the purpose that we need this last hour. And when we come against him, we're coming against God's mighty hand. But God has a way of speaking to hearts of people even beyond this when they will not listen to his spirit. He has the elements, the tornadoes. And God speaking on the East Coast this day. There's floods, 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 floods. God speaking. Church, wake up. America, wake up. World, wake up. We see these signs, and they're signposts saying, my coming is soon. I've seen these things the last hour. God sent a wake-up call to all of us that we need to prepare for eternity. Sometimes we get fired up with the Lord, and a few weeks later we lose our desire, we lose our charisma, we lose what we ought. But God doesn't want us to lose it. He wants us to stay continually hot for the Lord. And lukewarm, he says he's going to spew us out of his mouth. One translation, it says he will vomit us. And that's a very hard situation that God is going to literally get rid of us. He doesn't want us. And if we're cold, that means we're not where we should be at all. God's calling for a people that will be ready. Many years ago, God had a people, and there was quite a few people upon this earth, and there was great violence, great what we're going through today. There was troubles, evilness, people doing great, giving in marriage, all these things, liquor. And all the things that we see today, all the an advertisement about nudity and all these things was in that time. And how God spoke, told Noah, he says, I want you to build me an ark. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And I really thought of reading about Noah today. Noah obeyed God. Noah probably wasn't a great depth and purpose person like many times theologians or what we call have to be today to be spiritual leaders for the Lord. But he was probably just a common person like maybe I am. Didn't really have it. He just knew that God was God and he was willing to be obedient to God. And I think there's some of us this day that that's our calling. We're not very high on the ladder when it comes to great philosophy, great intellect. We do not have it, but we know the Spirit of God. We know that he is great. He is powerful. And it's by his Spirit. It's not through the might of man anyway. It's by his Holy Spirit that God will come and dwell within his people. The anointing which you have received abideth in you, and you need not that any as the anointing abideth in you is of him. You need not that any man teaches you, but as that the same anointing teaches you all things, and is in him is no lie, and as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. The Spirit of God is the navigator for the hour that we're living in. He is the way maker. He is the peacemaker. He is absolute glorious. Now in those days, you might say back then, that people then, when the end came to the flood, think about it, the flood. But Noah had to go back to that land. After the flood, he went back to that land. And we came from that descent, from Noah, all of us came from that descent because Noah went back and possessed the land and his offspring brought us in the day of Jesus Christ, the day that we're living at today. But this new day that God's coming very shortly, this world is going to pass away with a great noise. This earth is going to burn with a fervent heat. In 2 Peter, it says it's going to burn. It's going to be a place of devastation. It's going to be cleansed by burning. It's going to be a new heaven, new earth where dwelleth righteousness. So those people survive. God's people today are going to be those that survive when they leave this world. There's going to be those that's here, that's going to stay here for a short period of time, and they're going to go through troubles. They're going to go through discouragement. They're going to go through troubles they've never faced in their life. But God has an answer for people. As God had an answer for Noah, Noah, build me an ark. It's going to be 300 cubits long and 50 cubits wide and it's 30 cubits high. And Noah made it exactly after God's design. And God's calling us the same way that we will do our works after his design. He is the great designer. He is the way. And that's basically, we don't have to really know very much. We don't have to have a great intellect. We don't have to have a great IQ, but just follow God. That's all he wants. In the army, it was very easy for those who had just followed rules and regulations. It was easy. It wasn't hard. But woe be to those ones that wouldn't follow it, because they're can give you great troubles. When you need them, they're gone. They can't keep orders. They can't follow out what the orders direct. And that's the way God sees us as a people that need to be followers of him, that we might be obedient
to His Word, we might be obedient to His heavenly calling, that we might possess His glory, that we might walk in His knowledge and His direction. And God's saying, oh church, where are you at this last hour? And we're seeing the church is not prepared. I don't believe the church is ready, because the people that I've talked to, and I've been going places and hearing things, actually the pastors, bless their heart, they do not. There's a few people say we need the Holy Spirit, but pastors will not even address that subject because they're afraid to. God spoke to my heart. They're afraid to address that subject because they're going to lose the money, and the money is part of their livelihood. And that's where we are. We're in a day where it's very critical. The pastor's at a place where they need a livelihood, and it puts them in a place that they can't go against the deacon board. They can't go against this and that because it means their livelihood. But that's a critical position because it means your life. It means what you have. And I believe that God says, come out from among this world and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. We have not gone into the perfection. We have not went into that mode. We're coming close to it, maybe, but we've never really went into it, that we'd say, Lord, I give you my all. I have to maintain myself. I can't live on yesterday's morals. I've got to live today. And that's why every day of my life, the older I get, the harder it is, because my body, I don't have what I once had in my body. So that means I've got to really work extra to serve the Lord your God. And it takes all that we have to seek God. God wants to move in a marvelous way. God wants to uplift us, but it's not ever going to be easy. God just gives you a little more than you need. And that's why you got to seek God every day of your life. He gives you just enough manna for today. He's not going to give you tomorrow's manna today. You're going to wait till tomorrow, and you're going to have to pray tomorrow to get that manna. And that manna is there going to be for tomorrow, and it's going to be what you're going to need that day. If you meet a giant that day, He will give you just enough to go against that giant, saith the Spirit of God, and He will not give you no more, because it'll make you puffed up. It'll make you proud of yourself. It'll make you the place that you don't want to rely on God, and that God will not allow that. So many people, they cannot come in that role, that only one day at a time serving God. We're serving God on a one day measure. There's people that can, because they can give in to God and they can submit to God, but many of us can't. That's why we got to do it one day at a time. We got to call upon God and say, Lord, I'm going to be with you today. If God comes through the clouds of glory, I'm going to be ready. Tomorrow, I'm going to pray through again. I'm going to seek you tomorrow. That I'll have a new heart, a new direction, because tonight my heart may lead me toward your love. Through the night, the enemy comes to take us. He comes through our nighttime when we're asleep. And that's why we have to get up and reassemble every morning. We have to call upon God, because the enemy comes in when we're asleep. He comes in your life, your heart at night. He comes to dismiss you. He comes to take away that which you have. He wants you to be a misfit. He wants you to be a mismanaged person. And when we don't have the Holy Spirit in our life, we are a mismanaged person. We cannot handle ourselves. We need to have the approval of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, having the anointing of God upon us, that we have the liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God wants to bless us. He wants to install His love upon us. But God cannot move. I was in some churches that I cannot go back in, because they tie the hands of God. I can see it, because maybe I see more than most people see. But I see it. I see it. Their tone. They're walking, most of them, in the natural. The churches are walking in the natural. When you have to make a sermon up with your notes over here, it's a natural man. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew them. You need to take God as He is. He is sovereign. Walk in His love, and He will give you the overflow of His glory. It takes great trust, but that's what God demands. He demands that you go all the way out there through America this day. He wants you to go all the way. My Savior leads you all the way. My God will go with you. He will furnish you. He will direct you. But it's all the way. All the way my God leads us. He leads a plain path and a way that we won't be discouraged. It's so easy this day to be discouraged. Our hearts become troubled because we see great heartaches, great problems that many of us venture into. Like I was just telling my brother, I put a roof on last year and I trusted these guys to put it on. I've got to do it again. So that's going to be 3,000 last year, probably 7,000-8,000 this year, that I'm going to have to go through it. That's just where life is. We got to be able to adapt ourselves to anything we face. Because that roof is not the important thing. God is the important thing. That roof will take care of itself. God will supply the need. God is everywhere present. And He is the reason. But we have things like this that come in our mind that want to take our attention. Things that we see, we want to be that must be voice when we come in the presence of God. God wants to come in the house of glory. And when we come in, we should have a heart of praising Him, loving Him, wanting. That's the only thing in my heart. Most people, they're out there and they're in here. And that's a luxury that Christians can have. There's confusion when this is that way because you have outward and inward coming together. And they collide. And when they collision, it doesn't put you up in the strongest. It's going to win out. If you're a Christian, you're going to be put down because you can't compromise. And every time we compromise, we lose the will of God. We lose power. And that's what I'm addressing the church today. That's where your problem is. Many people have compromised against the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your servant. You might say a servant. Yes, He will serve you as a servant. He is greater, but He will keep you through the hour of troubles. He will keep you when no one else likes you. He will love you, and He will bless you when everyone else fails you. He is with you. He will never leave you. You've never found a friend like He is. He is glorious. God sending from the hour. It is His hour. It's the Holy Ghost's hour. We need to respect Him and believe in Him. He is all faithful. He is all knowledge. He is all present. He wants to set you free. He is your liberator. He is your provider. He is your healer. He is your friend. He is the one that can keep you in the hollow of God's mighty hand. And God never leaves you. He will never forsake you. His eyes are over the righteous. But while we're here, the Holy Ghost is in our hearts. He should be right down within us. We can't do some things because He's here to guide us. You know, we shouldn't even talk about something because how could you talk about some things if He's in us? We need to really seek God as we've never sought Him before. Because I think a revival that people have sought thinking about as a fleshly revival, the revival that we need is with God. We need that closeness, that holiness, that absolute that He is God. I was thinking today that one of these days I'm going home. And I pray that I'll be just like I'm here today, that God will just come down and I'm on my way to heaven. I want to be just like Enoch. My mind is made up. I can't talk to people on earth no longer. I can't hardly talk to them because they got things that go their way. God should be the center of what we're thinking about. If He's not, we should need to have a confrontation with Him. We need to get on our knees and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray until we pray through. America has not learned to pray through, and America is not praying through, and America must pray through to get victory, to get an overcoming status with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If you'll pray through, the Holy Ghost will enable you to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, a vessel that can walk in the glory of God, walking in God's business. Not the business of this world, but walking in God's business. God should be in all of our deals, our shops, our stores. He should be the one. If He can't, then you should get rid of the shop, the store, whatever. Because He has to have the command. He deserves it. And He will furnish you and He will gladden you. He will make you to grow in Him if you will go God's way. I can say, because it's happened many years ago, but some years ago when I finally came to my senses and went all the way, walked in the Spirit as a mechanic, I never had no problems for those years. I let that happen. None. Later on, I went through a crisis. Those period of time when you go God's way, it's fabulous. There's no problems. There's no wrong words. Everything you speak is from heaven. But you only speak when God speaks. We need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We need to walk in God's victory, God's knowledge. But us trying to establish our own works, it's not going to work. And that's where many people, they're establishing their own work through the natural man. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolishness of him neither can he know them for the spiritually discerned. You know, the days of Noah got in that ark, and we know that multitudes must have cried out, said, Lord, we're drowning. That's already passed. There's going to be a calamity very shortly. God's coming. A lot of people even miss it. Everything will just go on tomorrow, but many will be gone. So we got to keep an up-to-date because we don't know the hour. He's coming as a thief in the night. We must be vessel spotless. without any blemishes, that we might not have any shame upon our clothing, garment of praise. That I've seen that in Revelation so many times, but I truly believe it, that you cannot do this only through the Holy Ghost. I believe it has to be the Holy Ghost, and that has to be an up-to-date experience every day in the Holy Ghost. You just don't go Humpty Dumpty, sat on the wall, and many times that's the way people pray. You know, now I'm going to lay me down to sleep. We've learned little old things that we learn to repeat. But God's saying, grow up, speak to me as a person. Speak to me as from your heart. Speak to me as is, as, because we need to know Him and not just know of Him. Many of us do not know Him. We know of Him. We need to really have that encounter that we truly know Him. I'm not trying to frighten anybody, but that is the way, the truth and life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus. But Jesus said, it's needful I go away, for if I go away, I will send the Comforter. And God's preparing us a heavenly home that is so brilliant, so glorious. It has streets of pure gold, and you can see through that city. It's so wonderful. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. And God has perfection since Jesus has come to Him, and they're making a heavenly blessing for us people. It's going to be beyond our imagination. You cannot imagine the things that we see, the trees of this world, how glorious, how beautiful that God made them. But those up there, those trees up there, don't even need water. They have the tree of life within them, and they come as glorious beyond glory. And we're going to have a garment of praise, and it's so the bride of Christ is never going to be decked out. They've never seen a wedding like the wedding's going to be up there. It's going to be fine gold upon the people, God's bride. They're going to have garments of greatest textures of glorious cloth. It's going to be the greatest splendor that a man has ever seen. It's there, and God's going to have the greatest banqueting table that's ever been. He's providing that for this wonderful day. He's providing it. He's kids, come home. God saying, kids, come home. I want you. I want you. I desire you to come home. God's desiring in James, it says He waited for that day. He longed for that day. God is longing for the day that my kids' kids can come home. Come home. God has a wonderful, a glorious place. Rivers of living life up there that's beyond imagination. Greatest things that you can ever desire. Heaven is the answer. But hell is the pits. Hell is a place not made for human. It was made for the angels of deception, the devil himself and his archangels, his angels that were evil. It's not made for men, and it doesn't fit men. Men are not going to like it there. Women are not going to like it there. People are going to like it in heaven, but they're going to dislike what they find out here. Now is accepted time, and many, many people are going to miss this because the Bible says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Many, many of people, God's people, are searching, but they have never found it. They have great head knowledge, but they have no spirit. The Bible says this is the hour that we must worship Him, and in spirit and in truth. Jesus is the truth, and the Spirit of God makes a venture together, and God joins it as His works. And so as such is done, He sent His Spirit, He sent the Son, and they're conforming their work that's going to be finished very shortly, and those who don't want to conform to that are going to miss out. It's going to be sad to say many good people have paid many, many, many dollars and have given much alms and done many things, but they will miss out, sorry to say, because the Bible predicts that many are called, but few are chosen. We must profess and accept that good walk with faith. We must walk daily, seeing where we become faithful. God is righteous. God's faithful. Hatini Mishila, for I am the Lord thy God. I'm here to say to my beloved, come, come, for I have given thee a special invitation. I've given thee a special addressing, that I have called these even from a child, and thou hast not really followed me. Many I've sought thee. I've sought thee in the marketplace. I've sought thee even the places where off limits to the Lord their God. But I love thee. I say, repent, come to me. Come, and I shall heal thee, and I shall save thee. And I shall give thee a new start, and I shall bless thee in a mighty way. But I say, those hidden things of darkness must be confessed to me only. And if thou shalt confess to me only, I shall save thee, and I shall forgive thee, and I shall give thee a new start. And I say, this is to many, 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 many people, multitudes, need this prayer to the Lord their God. If they will call upon me, I will hear them this night, and I shall save them, and they will no longer have to worry. They will learn to walk upright before me, but they will have to, after they receive me, they still have to walk in my spirit as long as I proclaim that day. Because as long to that day that I call you home, you must work out your salvation. Every one of you. You need to work. You need to seek me. You need to have my joy. You need to have my peace. All of you. Everyone. Every soul has to proclaim that name daily. Don't think that you're somebody when you're nothing, said the Spirit of God. Look to me, and I shall no longer keep thee. If thou will not follow my way, thou will no longer be able to walk as my child. And I don't wish this, said the Spirit of God. I wish that my all would come to me this day, for I shall give thee a new start, a new blessing. Come, while it's time, come. For I shall meet thy need. Come, and I shall heal thee. Come, and I shall bless thee. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, for I have not given thee a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, loveth thee, for I know all about thee, and I shall help thee, saith the Spirit of God. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you to touch the hearts of your people as only you can. Father, I pray for your blessing upon your people. Let them realize that you are loving God. You care for them. But Father, sin cannot enter in. Sin cannot enter in to the family of God. We have to curb this. We have to, all of us fail you, but we need to have that time that we'll say, Lord, I want forgiveness. Out there tonight, if there's any of you that need forgiveness, just call upon God, and God will bless you. He will save you. He will keep you. And Father, I pray for a mighty blessing this night on your people. I pray that you'd bring healing to your people. I pray that you'd bless your people. And I want to say hello to Tony this night. I pray that Tony, that God will bless you mightily. He'll open the windows of heaven. And for those others out there that I know you this night, I pray that God will open the windows of heaven, bless you, and give you a blessing above beyond blessing. I pray that he'll put the miraculous love of God in your heart that you've never felt before. He will give you a new start, a new direction. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And I pray for these beautiful people here in this audience. I pray that you'd bless them mightily. Keep them in the hollow of the mighty hand. Father, I pray for Jennifer in a mighty way. Father, thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.